This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
We want to offer to you in obedience to God at this particular time. It's his business again, and it's according to his purpose and to his glory. But we want to bring for your consideration this day. We want to begin a three-part series today. We want to talk about our thesis is know your enemy. Amen. Know your enemy. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. And so we want to offer some observations from that theme, and perhaps some interpretation will come forth that we all may engage in the application of the truths that God will reveal unto us, unto his glory, and for the edification of the church. Amen. So we want to look, if you will, for these next few minutes into our theme for today, know your enemy, the world. We want to look at the world. Amen. And so let's just get right into it. Don't know how much time that we're going to take in this today, but we want to just go ahead and jump right into it. I'm limited to an hour per segment based on the way I have this thing set up. So at this time, I'm limited in my time. I can only do on average about an hour, not much more than that. So we want to go ahead and just dive right into it. I believe the Lord has some things to say unto us today. So let us go before him in prayer, and then let's get into the word. Amen. Father, we thank you today for this day, Lord, that you have made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. We bless you, Father. We love you and thank you, oh Lord God, for all that you are and all that pertains unto you, Father. We're excited about you, Father, Lord, and we're excited about, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And all that is you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. For every day with you, Lord God, is truly sweeter than the day before. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We bless you now, Lord, as we look unto your word. We pray, Lord God, indeed, that you will minister your word unto us, Holy Spirit. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come into this time and that you will take full control, and that indeed that the Father will be glorified. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we pray in your mighty name, Lord God. Be glorified, we pray. We love you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that we can ask, Lord, in your name, according to your will, O Lord God, and it is yes and amen. So be glorified, we pray, and that's our prayer and our heart's desire, Lord God, that you be glorified, that the church be edified, O Lord, this day. O Lord, scatter your words, Lord, throughout the four corners of the earth today, Lord, and to every soul, Lord, that will have an ear to hear, have a desire to know and to understand the truths as set forth concerning, hallelujah, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, oh Lord, in this age and this time in which we live. We bless you and thank you, Lord God, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Again, we pray and thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Know your enemy. Hallelujah. The world. Hallelujah. We would offer for our text for this theme today out of the Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter, John 15, verse is 18, John 15 and 18, you'll find these words. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Mm-hmm. In verse 19, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hated you. The world hates you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you indeed are in Christ and of Christ. Amen. And so we want to dive right into this word today. Amen. It was first offered. This thesis was first preached, was first presented by Martin Luther. Amen. The great martyr of the church. Amen. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, the world of which we speak is not, okay, is not the planet with its mass of humanity and other creatures of God. The world, in the context of which we speak, involves the concerns of the earth and its affairs as distinguished from heaven. We're talking about the pursuits and interests of this life as distinguished from the life to come. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're talking about the present existence and its interest. That is the temporal or mundane affairs of this temporal life, this life. Hallelujah. We're talking about the section of mankind engrossed in the concerns or pleasures of this present life, and as a result, often hold to constitute the ungodly part of mankind. We're talking about worldly folk. Amen. Human society as a whole. Amen. We're talking about the scene of the customs, practices, and interests of men as social beings. Public or social affairs and occupations. We're talking about social or business life and manners and usages. Amen. And so it's important that we lay out this context here, because if not, it's easy to get thrown off when we talk about this matter of the world, the flesh, and the devil. It's important that we identify, you know, as we've been saying in our segments, that it's important that we study to show ourselves approved. Amen. Come on, somebody. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the world, the word of truth. Amen. Because the words in the English language, we're oftentimes limited in words in general. Amen. And so invariably, a lot of the same words that we use hold many different contexts. Amen. Depending on its usage. So we set out to distinguish, to identify exactly what we're talking about. And it's really important in this case, lest you be confused with God so loved the world. Yeah, the mass of humanity that we talked about a minute ago, the planet, amen, that God created, and the masses of humanity and creatures that are within it. Yeah, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell within type world, as opposed to that which we identify, which we submit to you today, is our enemy. And let me just stop right here and talk and just identify this enemy thing, lest we go crazy with that. Amen. For us who are of Christ, when we are talking about our enemy here, the idea here, I don't want you to walk away, and I don't want to imply, we're not implying that because we are identifying our enemy, that we're saying take up your sword and take up your arms and go out and declare war, amen, to shed blood, amen, against your enemy, as because that's the way the world does. That's we've crossed that bridge. The church went back crossed that bridge with the Crusaders. They went all off about it the wrong way and took up a worldly way of doing things. But we're here to tell you today, in case you're listening, the church does not operate on that wise. Amen. The church operates from a vantage point of grace. Amen. And although we're part of the kingdom of heaven, amen, our economy, our operation, our government, our administration is oftentimes contrary-wise and in direct opposition to that of the world. Amen. And the flesh and the devil, if you don't mind. Hallelujah. So that's what we're offering today, that we may be able to identify and distinguish that which separates us from these three subjects here that we're talking about, and specifically today, the world. Amen. I hope that helped to kind of lay the pattern here so that we can get understanding, because of all thy getting, we should get some understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, John must have learned this lesson well. I believe John the Apostle John, learned this lesson from our Lord quite well. And I offer that for in John, 1 John 3 and 13, he repeats the Lord saying almost verbatim. Amen. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Yeah. James, the Apostle James, now, you know, James, not one, not being one to mince his words, was a little more blunt in James 4 and 4, where he brings it this wise and just breaks it on down and says, you adulterers and adulteresses, amen, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, when you overlay these scriptures, these verses, with our definition here concerning the context of the world in which, for sake of our sake of argument that we are proposing to you today, you begin to get the picture of the difference. Amen. Pray you do. Amen. Amen. Well, by now you may also be asking, well, why, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked. Amen. For one thing, we have a different value system. We being the church. Amen. We being the kingdom of heaven. We being the kingdom of God. Amen. We have a different point of view or philosophy of life than the world. Amen. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. The world walks by sight. Come on, somebody. The world can only believe and embrace what it can see, feel, and touch. Amen. John says if something like this. John says in 1 John 2 and 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And he says in verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, come on somebody, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Hallelujah. Now, how does that help you clarify what we're talking about today? John breaks it on down. Amen. And the world passeth away, and the lust of it. But he that does the will of God abides forever. And that's what we're talking about, you all. We're talking about life and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. Come on, son. Hallelujah. John goes on to say in chapter 3, verses 1, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we, you and I, us, should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Come on, some. Oh, Lord. Our Lord exhorts us likewise in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter and the 17th verse, in the area of my favorite passages of Scripture. Hallelujah. Concerning the Holy Spirit, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall, here we go, y'all, be in you. Hallelujah. You see, that right there is the whole root of the conflict, y'all. That's at the whole heart of this whole conflict concerning this matter of knowing your enemy. This is the battlefield. This is the warfare that we're talking about right here. We who are born of the Spirit are truly new creatures, new creations. Hallelujah. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old worldly things are passed away. Behold, all things, come on, hallelujah, are become new. Church, we are a new nation of new creatures. Hallelujah. And you know, as soon as we pick up on this, as soon as we come to know and to understand and to walk in the newness of life that we have, I'll say it over and over again, newness of life that we have in Christ Jesus, and come to recognize who we are in Him, we will turn the world upside down. Hallelujah. Amen. We, you all, are out of this world. Hallelujah. Can I help you with it? John 17th chapter, the 14th verse, our Lord puts it like this. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world. I told you. Hallelujah. Even as I am not of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Amen. But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Amen. Amen. Now, you remember we talked about this matter of anointing, this matter that we identified that we are the anointed of the anointed one. Amen. That we are consecrated. Come on, somebody. We are sanctified. We are set aside. We are decreed. We are ordained. Amen. Sanctified, holy unto God for a sacred cause unto His glory. Amen. Amen. And so, and once you become the anointed of the anointed one, come on. God gives gifts without repentance. Amen. You are who you are in Christ Jesus. Once you become a new creature, a new creation in Christ, how you gonna go back? Amen. To the old creature. You may act a fool. You may talk like it. You may want to go, but you can't go. That's what the Hebrew writer said. You can't go. Amen. It's not there for you. Amen. You can't poof turn back into the old creature. Oh, yeah, you can act like it. Oh, yeah, if you've been born again. That's why Paul said, if you've been saved. Come on, somebody. If you've been saved. That's the question. If that big IF is conditional, amen, on condition that because of the fact, hallelujah, that you've been born again, a new creature, hallelujah, there is no going back, amen. How is a butterfly going to go back to being a worm, a caterpillar? Come on, somebody, hallelujah, help me, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. So as approaching this matter of knowing our enemies, what are we to do? How are we to conduct ourselves? Well, again, I'm glad you asked. Hallelujah. Help me. Slow down a little bit. Amen. We want to look in this thing. I pray y'all to take this and search this out. This is some good meat here. Amen. This is some good meat. Amen. That's worth feasting upon. Amen. Because we must, in this age in which we live, we must stand and come to know and to understand the power and the authority that we walk in. Hallelujah. In this age and who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. You might want to turn there at the 17th verse. Amen. Identifies. Paul begins to unveil for us, uncover for us this matter concerning this new creature. As a matter of fact, he identifies us as being the new man in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pick a few jewels there. Hallelujah. First of all, let me tell you a couple of things that must take place. First of all, you're going to have to put off some things. Yeah, you're going to have to put off some things. You're going to have to put off, amen, uncleanliness. You're going to have to put off lasciviousness and greediness. Hallelujah. And lust. Amen. You're going to have to put off, amen, concerning the former conversation, the former manner of life. Amen. You have to put off the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Amen. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And you're going to have to put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true. Oh, bless you, Jesus. True holiness. Yeah, yeah. True. That's interesting. True holiness. Yeah. Amen. And so we have to change our conversation. We have to change our walk. We have to change. We have to put on Christ. Bottom line. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have to become imitators, followers of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us. Amen. Ephesians 5 and 2. And has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Amen. And so we're going to have to put off, amen, the old man, the old worldly, fleshly, lustful, carnal man. Amen. And we're going to have to put on Christ. Amen. The last Adam, who is a life-giving spirit. Amen. We're going to have to change the way we walk. We're going to have to change the way we talk. We're going to have to change the way we live. Change the way we think. Change the way we operate. Hallelujah. We're going to have to start changing the way we smell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's good stuff right there, y'all. Hallelujah. These are doctrines or teachings that the world, including its religions, do promote and even celebrate. Amen. 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 That is, amen, the matter of what Paul warns us about in Colossians, the second chapter. The world offers something totally different, totally opposite of these things that the Apostle Paul brings before us in Ephesians, the 4th through the 6th chapter. Amen. And admonishes us to put on the whole armor of God, that we may stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. The things that are fit for us, amen. That are fit for us are holiness and the fruit of the Spirit, amen. Goodness and righteousness and truth, amen. These things, amen, are works of righteousness, amen. And we should have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, amen. Now the world teaches different doctrines than these. This is where I'm getting to. This is my point. The world teaches doctrine contrary to that which we know and understand in Christ Jesus. And this is what the Apostle Paul in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, is striking against and coming against. Amen. Is that he is warning us, amen, that we should beware lest any man spoil us through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Amen. Rudiments are basically, by definition, is basic, uninformed principles or teaching. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And so the Apostle Paul was coming against this doctrine of error that was being propagated in his time, this matter of asceticism, amen. This false teaching that was this doctrine that through the renunciation of the desires of the flesh and of the pleasure in worldly things, and through self-mortification or self-denial, one can subdue his appetites and discipline himself so as to reach a high spiritual or intellectual state. Church, these doctrines and teachings have not ceased to this day. but have increased. They have been repackaged and reintroduced through the modern means of media, radio, TV, internet, and even the printed press. And it is being promoted by religions and even have blown in through some churches. Amen. But we thank God for ministers who, like Paul, amen, who preach, amen, hallelujah, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man, and when we say man, we mean mankind, that is man in general, male and female, black and white, amen, Jew, Gentile, boy, girl, amen. That is the general term, man. Amen. That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen. May I offer the new man. Amen. Which is neither Jew nor Greek, nor male nor female, nor born nor free. Now that's the heavier thing. Amen. That we need to consider is that the new man. Amen. Is a whole new creature. Amen. Apart from our masculinity and even our femininity, apart from our culture, apart from our heritage, apart from these, we have a new inheritance. We have a new promise, a better promise, a new identity in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so we have to take hold of who, I'm telling you, we have to come to a realization and understanding of who we are in Christ Jesus and begin to walk in our new identity in Him. Else we will not have and operate in the power and authority that He has given us. Hallelujah. And the means of doing that, hallelujah, is love, y'all. It has to be done in love. It has to be done in with all the power and authority that Christ has given us. If God is to be glorified, you all, we must discipline ourselves. We must come to know and understand. This is a powerful dichotomy. It's a great contrast. Is that the power and the authority and the might and all of these things that God has given us, you all, you can't handle that kind of authority and that kind of power unless you do it in love, unless you do it in humility, unless it's done in meekness of spirit. If it's not, you all, it will destroy you. It will destroy you. Amen. And it will discourage and it will destroy everything around you. Amen. Let me give you the heart of the reason why it is. Is number two is that what number one is, God must be glorified at all times and in all things. Amen. And God resists the proud, but give grace unto the humble. Amen. Because if you will allow yourself to continually be humble before the mighty hand of God, He will exalt you in due time, because He will be glorified in your life. Amen. But if we get lifted up in pride and arrogance, and we get haughty in our look, then God will resist that. Amen. God will blow on that. Amen. And secondly, that kind of power and authority, if it's not encased in love, if it's not encased in humility, if it's not encased in meekness, it will destroy you. Amen. It's like electricity. If when you start dealing with high voltages, 7,800 volts, amen, 13,000 volts, amen, high voltage like that, if you don't handle that right, let me tell you something, it will strike out and it will take you out if you're even near it. Amen. When you're handling that kind of power and authority, you better know what you're doing, else you don't get second chances. You don't get many second chances. Amen. And if you do get a second chance, you don't walk away without losing a limb or losing something. Amen. In the encounter. You hear what I'm saying? Well, the power of God. Amen. The power that God has given us in the church. Amen. And when I say us, I mean collectively as the congregation. Amen. The church also needs to know and understand concerning this matter of congregational ministry. Amen. Power is within the congregation. Amen. Is within the body of Christ, that local body. That if you all get hold of that and start walking in with one accord, that is with one mind, with one heart, in agreement with God, amen, in you will see power in your assembly. You will see power in the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why I tell you, I'm looking for a people. Amen. My heart is burning for a people who love the Lord our God, who are in love with Him, who are slap happy in head over heels in love with God, and have determined that they will do what is right according to His sight. Amen. At all costs. Amen. Be it death or life or things past or things present, no matter what. Amen. If we, God, and I know God has a multitude out there. I know by faith. I know in my spirit, man, in my heart of hearts, that there's a multitude of souls. There's a multitude of you out there that indeed love the Lord. And you are hungering and thirsting for His righteousness. And you are desiring, amen, to do that what is right according to His sight. Amen. And praise God. And I'm reaching out for you. I'm reaching out for you. I'm crying for you. Because if we can come together with one accord and recognize this that God has blessed us to do, and recognize the commandment that He's given us to do, we can glorify Him by fulfilling that which He have decreed unto the church to do in this age. Amen. We can fulfill our stewardship, our responsibility before God. We can be found faithful, amen, unto God and to this age that God have set us as His steward, as His ministers, as His servants. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because listen, y'all, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Anything or anyone that in any way, by any means, diminishes the deity of Christ Jesus is against Christ. He is Antichrist. And he, she, or it is the enemy of all who name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we who are saved, hallelujah, will do well to wake up and recognize and identify that we are in opposition to the world. We are in opposition to our own flesh. Come on, somebody. And we're sure in opposition to the devil, who Jesus identifies as the prince of this world. Amen. So, how do we overcome? Well, the good news is that it's already been done for you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's the good news. Amen. Jesus paid it all. All to Him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Hallelujah. He washed it white as snow. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Jesus went on. Hallelujah. Over and next door to our text. Amen. And in John 16. Next door to our text today. Amen. And in verse in 16 and 33, amen, Jesus went on to say, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." Come on, somebody. Amen. "In the world you shall have tribulation." Amen. "He that shall live godly in this life will have," come on, somebody, "will suffer persecution," will have tribulation. The Lord say, "In the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what we must do, we must walk in the victory that God in Christ Jesus have set before us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have to learn, set ourselves, amen, to walk in the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. For God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And what the enemy does, come on, son, what the enemy does is try to play us out of pocket. What the enemy does is try to bamboozle us. Amen. What the enemy does is cause us to draw us away in our own lust and draw us out of that hedge of grace, that hedge of authority that God has given us. And when we are drawn away, sometimes even our own flesh, our own heart. The heart is desperately wicked, a deceitful above all things. And who can know it? Well, I don't know about you, but I can know it. Amen. Because I know my heart. I know my weaknesses. I know, you know, what, yeah, I know. Amen. I don't need to get no, you know about yours. Amen. Come on, somebody. We all know. Amen. And that's why we're talking about the matter of the flesh. Amen. The things that are contrary against God. Amen. That against God. Amen. And so, amen, those things, the world, the flesh, and the devil will try to draw us. will try to distract us. My friend, Reverend Gary Allen, calls it weapons of mass distraction. Amen. Brother, you know, the enemy has plenty of weapons of mass distraction to distract us, to draw us from that very thing. Because listen, he does not want us to get a hold of this idea, amen, this understanding concerning the power and authority that we have in Christ Jesus. Jesus said in the book of Acts, you shall receive power. Come on, somebody. Power. Power. Amen. Dunamis power. Amen. You shall receive not only dunamis power, amen, dynamite power, amen. You shall also receive authority, amen. For did he not say in Matthew 28:19-20, that all authority is given unto me. Therefore, you know, go ye. Amen. He has sent us, amen, as his ambassadors, amen, with the authority. Now, he has all authority, and he has given us a degree of that authority. He has decreed upon us. He has sanctified. He has ordained us. He has empowered us. Hallelujah. As his anointed, amen, as his consecrated, as those who are sanctified and set aside unto him for the glory of God to perform, amen, 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 the great commission, amen, in his word, to call out from the world such as should be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And when we do that in the authority of Jesus Christ. And neither death nor hell nor the devil nor even your own flesh can stop you when you recognize, amen, that you have, amen, a charge from God. Amen. You have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. And so the death, burial, and resurrection, amen, of Jesus Christ takes on a new significance for you. Amen. For the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God. Come on, somebody, unto salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ himself is the power of God. Amen. You say, preacher, you still haven't answered the question. How do I overcome? Well, hallelujah. Let's go a little bit further then. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 John, amen, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. Maybe this will help. I don't know. But here's where we are. 1 John, 5th chapter, 1st verse. Whosoever, you listening now? Amen. Whosoever, that's every, whosoever is just that. It's whosoever. Whosoever, amen, believeth that Jesus is the Christ. Come on. You hear that? That Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, that Jesus is the anointed one. Amen. That Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Come on. And everyone that loveth him, oh, bless you, Lord, that begot loveth him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments, oh, I love this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not burdensome. When you're walking in obedience to God, when you're walking in love toward God, when you are clinging to God, when your desire burns for God, hallelujah, an intimate personal relationship, when you have set yourself, when you have a disposition to do good, to seek the welfare of others, amen, and when you take on the heart of God in charity and benevolence, amen, and have set yourself to do good, now that you may please God, that you may do what is right according to his sight, and when you run to God, amen, when you turn your heart to God to love him with fire and passion, hallelujah, and when you love him as Father, when you recognize he is your Father and you are his son, hallelujah, when you enter into that personal intimate relationship from God, you are, amen, you enter into that secret place of the Most High. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you desire to please God, when you desire to do that which is right according to your side. When you love the Lord, then to obey him and to keep his commandments, they're not burdensome for you. No, the struggle ends. You enter into that rest. Hallelujah. You enter into that rest that the Hebrew writer talks about. When you enter into that rest, and you enter in through love. Come on. You enter in through a desire, amen, to please God, amen, and to be found, to cause his face to smile upon you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. But to answer your question, amen, verse 4. 1 John 5:4, for whatever is born of God overcometh the world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. You ready? Even our faith. Amen. Even our faith. For without faith, amen, it is impossible to please God. Amen. For he that come to him must believe, first of all, that he is. And then you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Faith is you. Faith has to have an object, you all. Faith has to have an object. You know, you hear people say, well, my faith, you know, my faith got me over. And my faith, well, faith in what? What faith toward what? Faith has to have an object. Amen. Amen. Other than that, it's just like, it's just out there, you know. But faith, let me help you. Jesus said, have faith in God. Yeah, yeah. He didn't just say, have faith. He said, he gave you an objective. He gave you a subject. He pointed you toward the objective. Have faith in God. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. The testimony of Abram that he was looking for a city. Come on, somebody. Whose builder and maker was God. Yeah. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, our faith. Amen. The substance of things. Hope for the evidence of things. Our faith. Amen. It allows us to look toward those things that are eternal. Amen. Faith allows us to put on a different vision, if you will, a different set of eyeballs. And through faith, we can see through things eternal. Amen. We can see, hallelujah, the kingdom of God. We see it by faith, not by sight. Amen. And when we're able to set our mind and set our sight on that thing which is eternal, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Then we will and purpose. Amen. Not will worship. Amen. Out of our own will, but out of the will of God. When we submit ourselves unto God. Amen. And our desire is to obey him and to please him. Amen. Then we overcome. Yeah. Then we become overcomers. And the overcomers in the kingdom of God are those that will receive, hallelujah, amen, the white stone, amen, are those who will receive the rewards, amen, the powerful rewards that the Lord talks about in the Revelation, amen. 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 Receive not only the crown of life, but other rewards, amen. They are the ones who inherit. Hey, we're going somewhere now. I have a place to go. Listen, and I'm not saying all this stuff. I'm not just beating the air. I'm trying to take y'all somewhere, but I'm trying to get you there slowly. Amen. I'm trying to build that building we talked about. Amen. 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 And we're putting up the walls now. We're getting ready to head to the roof in a minute. Hallelujah. Amen. But hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, amen, amen. It is those that will overcome, hallelujah, who overcome by faith, who do that which is, who have set themselves, amen, to obey God, amen. And those that overcome, who endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, it is us that overcome, amen, that will inherit the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm out of time. I got to go. Amen. Y'all finna get me to preaching up here. Get me started up in there. Amen. I pray this has been a blessing to you. We pray, amen, that indeed you've been blessed by this. Amen. We pray that indeed that God, Father, you are glorified in this. Father, we love you and thank you. We bless you, Lord God. Amen. We exalt your holy name. We're excited, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, about all that pertains to you, all that you have set before us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, teach us, Lord God, to walk, Lord God, in that. that which you have ordained for us, Lord God, that which you have decreed, Lord God, in our life, Lord God, the power, Lord God, that comes, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, when the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, comes into us, Lord God, and sanctifies us and purges us, oh Lord, with the baptism of that cleansing fire of your holiness and righteousness, oh Lord God, hallelujah, and clean our vessels, Lord God, hallelujah, and then, Lord God, comes, Lord God, your power, hallelujah, Lord God, your power, Lord God, that causes us to walk right, your power, Lord God, that causes us to talk right, your power, Lord God, that causes us to live right unto your glory, Lord God, and then you come and take up your abode in our life, Father. Oh, Lord God, come, Lord God. Even so, Lord God, come quickly, Lord God. Take up your abode. Take up your residence in our life, Lord God. Be glorified, we pray, oh, Lord God. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we thank you for joining us. We bless you today. We pray that indeed that you have been helped by this segment. Amen. Again, we love to hear from you. We pray indeed if you are listening and you have not, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you have not confessed Jesus and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, won't you do it today? Won't you just please pray this prayer with me? Amen. It's the first and last prayer that you will need a man to pray for you, with you. Amen. To God the Father. Amen. But if you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we want you to do it right now. Amen. Repeat after me, please. Dear God, I am a sinner. Dear God, I cannot save myself. Dear God, I believe the Bible that says Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. So, dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my will. I give you my body. Lord God, I give you all of me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, amen. We like to hear from you. God bless you. Listen, I got to go. I'm out of time. We love you and thank God for you. And we'll talk to you next time. Amen.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you. Roger!